Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Barricades outside Trump International Hotel and Tower that have blocked the public from using the Riverfront Plaza for months have finally come down. Sun-Times reports the building's management moved the fences on Monday after pressure from city officials. The tower's 1.2-acre plaza is supposed to offer pedestrians 24-hour access. The city planning department last month sent a letter telling Trump Tower ownership they had until July 1st to remove the barriers or the city would pursue enforcement options. The tower has seen incidents of vandalism, including a person breaking six windows with rocks last October. And if you're flying today, the rollout of real IDs for travel kicked off smoothly. The enhanced security measures were merely undetectable and wait times were not increased. But a TSA spokesperson says that Wednesdays are typically slower travel days. The Sun-Times reports some travelers without real IDs were using passports instead. Passengers without real IDs are still allowed to board their flights with additional random security checks. And if you're driving and above a certain age, senior drivers may be able to wait a few more years before being required to take a driving test to renew their license. A bill proposed in Springfield would increase the age that Illinois drivers must take a behind-the-wheel driving test from 79 to 87. It would also allow people to report if someone's driving skills begin to significantly decline or if they have cognitive or medical issues and should not be on the road. Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Janulius says this will treat senior drivers fairly while reining in drivers who may be dangerous.
Age should not determine if a person should or should not have a driver's license. Driving ability and medical health should serve as the determining factors.
The bill has to pass through the Senate. And if you think your property taxes are too high, one way to get them lowered is by filing an appeal to challenge your property assessment. That figure is a reflection of your property value, and it's what Cook County uses to determine how much you owe. However, homeowners and government officials alike say the appeals process can be overly complicated and burdensome. Our former colleague and Rundown host Adora Namikade filed one last report on this.
Karen Schluker-Korth lives in the house that her late husband bought before they met. An eclectic collector, the home's varied decorations, from vintage wood chests to a splatter-painted chair, reflect his artistic eye.
His spirit is here for me. He could never pass any secondhand shop without going in.
That's why the 67-year-old has stayed in the Edgewater house since her husband died in 2015. But it's becoming harder to stay as property taxes keep going up. Every 3 years, her property is assessed at a higher amount. The higher that number, the higher price tag she sees on her property tax bill. So Korth immersed herself in learning all she could about appealing her property assessment. She attended a course on filing appeals with the Cook County Board of Review and was able to get her 2018 assessment reduced. That lowered her tax bill by just over $700 per year. More than $2,000 of savings over the three-year assessment cycle.
Looking back, I say I have been very lucky. The basic value on which the property tax is calculated was reduced to what I say, yes, that's fair.
It never went that smoothly again. Each year, tens of thousands of Cook County homeowners file appeals. For Korth and many other residents, that process has revealed shortcomings with how the county determines the value of residential properties. And they've also learned how hard it is to win an appeal. Just one in every five have been successful in the past few years. The relief of Korth's appeal was short-lived. In 2021, she saw her estimated market value jump from $580,000 to $780,000. She figured there was no way the property value jumped $200,000. Because her house hasn't been renovated in 40 years.
I mean, there's linoleum floor. You know, there are 40-year-old carpet. I mean, it's nice wall-to-wall carpeting, but it's 40 years old.
But the Cook County Assessor's Office doesn't typically consider those characteristics when determining how much a house is worth. The office considers other factors, like what the house is made of, how much space it has, and what school district it's in. What's typically missing is key information about the interior state of a home. Cook County Assessor Fritz Kagi says it's the problem of data access.
Our modeling and our analysts are only as good as the information that they have.
Kagi wants data about what's inside a home, like the number of bathrooms, the total square footage, and other info found in the Federal Uniform Appraisal data set. Right now, his office doesn't have access to it, but Kagi says he's actively fighting to change that.
Yeah, we think this qualitative information that the federal government had is really the single most important step that would make assessments not only more fair here, but everywhere.
Kagi has joined other assessors of highly populated U.S. counties in sending multiple letters to federal officials requesting access over the past few years. He says this is the most surefire path to obtain the highest quality data possible. But Cook County Board of Review Commissioner Samantha Steele has another idea. Steele plans to run for Cook County Assessor herself in 2026. She says the assessor's office can learn more about the inside of people's homes by adding in-person inspections. Even when using the most advanced methods to calculate property values, Steele says incomplete data will lead to flawed assessments.
If our characteristics are outdated or inaccurate, then you're already starting from poor data, and it doesn't matter how great the algorithm is, if garbage in, garbage out.
Steele says the in-person component is crucial because that's how the assessor can confirm changes like updated tuck pointing or the addition of an HVAC system. These sorts of characteristics can add value to a home.
I'm working with our legislators to require Cook County to have to do a physical inspection. The rest of the state does it every 4 years. So I'm not asking for anything out of the norm.
A spokesman for the Cook County Assessor's Office says that it's cost prohibitive to do a mass appraisal. A 2019 audit determined it would cost $88 million, more than double the assessor's budget. Instead, Kagi's office hired 10 new field inspectors last year and will hire 3 more this year. But they only examine exterior property characteristics in some city neighborhoods and suburban townships. They don't go inside homes. Korth contends that it's this lack of information about what's inside her home that forces her to continue appealing her assessments. When she appealed her assessment value in 2021, the assessor's office reduced her estimated market value by more than $100,000. But Korth said it still felt too high. So she went to the next step, appealing to the county's Board of Review. And when they didn't see things her way, she went a step further and filed with the Illinois Property Tax Appeal Board. She documented evidence detailing the interior conditions of her home and those of comparable homes in her area. She found the data about those homes from property brokerage sites online.
You can see exactly how renovated they are or not.
All in all, her appeal was approved. But the whole process took 2 years. Korth says the process is doable, but it can really feel like a part-time job.
Nobody can essentially do this every 3 years again. It's mind-boggling, and I'm up in arms about the unfairness.
The hard work paid off for Korth, who saved more than $3,000 per year, about $10,000 total throughout that assessment cycle. But in 2024, the assessor estimated the market value of her home at $860,000. So now she's preparing to file another appeal. Korth is torn over the fight to keep her property taxes at a reasonable level. But she realizes,
this is my home. I feel like trapped in this situation, but also I kind of choose to fight up to now. How long, I have no idea. But for now, I fight.
Adora Namigadde, WBEZ News.
Weather for today, sun and clouds with windy conditions, high near 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low near 47. Tomorrow, cloudy, then clearing in the late morning. Highs in the upper 50s inland, cooler lakeside. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.